Tennessee. Get him! Got him! Get center!
That's Jed Sloan, Tennessee Jed, deadliest man with a rifle ever to ride the Western Plains. Brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, by the bakers of enriched tip-top bread. The prospect of a finish fight between our friends of the Circle S and Bigfoot Tom Bannon prompts Snake Edwards to engage enough professional gunmen to match Bigfoot man for man. Tennessee, Rod, and Cookstove head for Circle S Gold Mine for sufficient funds to meet the increased payroll, leaving their own horses behind for a much-needed rest. Bigfoot receives word from his spy, Ace, that the Great Smoky and the other Circle S horses have been left alone in the corral.
I figured you might have some kind of notion about that horse flesh, Bigfoot.
Now, East, you might just be figuring right. 'Cause just so happens I got me such a notion. Yeah, just such a notion.
Stealing them horses might be quite a chore, though. Nobody can lay a finger on that Smoky horse but Tennessee and Rod Roberts. He's a killer.
Bigfoot Tom Bannon's got away with horse flesh, Ace. Give me a few minutes with Smokey and he'll eat right out of my hand.
Maybe so, maybe no, Bigfoot.
With Tennessee not around to interfere, Circle S horse flesh is as good as wearing slash bar brand right now.
Suppose you do rustle off them horses, Bigfoot. Tennessee and his bunch will know who done the job and they'll darn sure try and get them back.
Let him, Ace. I got a whole army of gunslingers at garden slash bar borders. Not even the law can get in.
But Snake Edwards is rounding up his old gang for blasting a way through your boys at garden slash bar borders.
Why, that double-crossing varmint? All right, then. I got no choice, Ace. But steal every single head of Circle S horseflesh.
You mean to make sure there ain't enough critters for remounting the new men?
Exactly, Ace. For a real range war, a gent's got to have 4 or 5 extra horses for every gunman he hires.
Mm. And without extra horses, Circle S can't give us much of a fight.
Yeah, and Circle S won't have no horses. Not a one when I gets through.
Can Bigfoot carry out this new scheme to ruin Circle S by stealing the horses before Tennessee and his friends return from the gold mine far away in Lost Cause Canyon? Well, we'll see what they're doing in just 60 seconds. As a son of the West can judge a man by the horse he rides, you can tell better bread by the stars. Yes, sir, because stars mean enriched tip-top bread in the Star End wrapper. And here's what makes it a really different, really better bread. Every loaf is baked by a special tip-top baking method no other bread has. This is like a way our grandmothers made bread. With the result, tip-top comes out of the oven just as creamy smooth inside as it is golden smooth outside, and as delicious as fresh homemade. Just try one slice, spread with honey, for example, and see how much better tip-top tastes. And you'll want to remind Mother that this dandy bread is enriched with vitamins and food iron, right up to Uncle Sam's own high standards. Look into it, won't you? Look for the stars for Tip Top Bread tonight.
It takes a heap of cash to fight a real range war. To get the cash is what we're at the hidden gold mine for.
Well, sir, Tennessee, Rod, and Cookstove at this moment are standing guard outside the Circle S gold mine, while the ever-silent Comanche Indians who work the mine are busy filling Cookstove's saddlebag with the precious metal.
Rich as this here mine is, shouldn't take too long for them Injuns to get the gold we'll need.
Hey, you call this here mine rich, Tennessee? You should have seen the one Pecos Bill filed claim on.
Cookstove, just who is this here Pecos Bill you're all us talking about?
Why, he's just the greatest hombre what ever lived.
That's quite a reputation for a gent to have, Cookstove.
It's a fact. When I seen Pecos fire 5 shots from a Colt, then take a run and start and beat every single one of them shots to the target.
Well, now, sounds like I'm going to have to go some then to get as fast with a hand pistol as this here Pecos Bill.
Oh, Tennessee, you don't believe that about Pecos beating his shots to the target, do you?
Why, of course, Rod boy. Every single word. And hearing the story gives me something to work for with a 6-gun.
Oh, how you coming with your draw, Tennessee?
Well, now, I've been a-practicing every chance, son. Toss up a pebble and let's see.
Here's a good one right here. Now, let's see you drag your gun and hit her before she falls.
Well, dip me in oil and call me greasy. You see that, Rod?
Great hunks of side me. Tennessee, hit the rock. Dead center.
Well, I've seen some handy gents with a gun in my time, but I never in all my born days seen a hombre learn fast as you when it comes to dragging a hog leg.
Look, Tennessee, there's Silent Fox standing just inside the mine.
I don't savvy that sign language he's in. What's he saying to you, Cookstove?
He's a saying, come have a look-see. Make sure enough gold is ready. Him and them other redskins will stand guard whilst we do.
Come on, then. Let's go into the mine.
This better be enough gold. This here fight with Bigfoot Tom's done cost me a fortune already.
I sure hope Uncle Snake's done rounded up enough gunslingers by now for meeting Bigfoot, even Steven.
He's just gotta get him, son.
Well, here we are. How about it, Tennessee? You figure that's as much gold as we need?
Should be. Let's pack it out to the horses, and we's on our way back to Circle S.
And we best make haste, too. No telling what Bigfoot's a-doing by now.
We can't make much speed through Lost Cause Canyon, even in broad daylight.
Yeah, Rod. It'll be pitch black dark before we get out of here.
And that means mighty slow going.
All we can do then is hope we reach a Circle S before Bigfoot gets more devilment started.
Each minute that we lose is to our detriment, 'cause it gives Bigfoot that much more time for planning devilment.
And believe me, Tennessee would have plenty of cause for worry if he could overhear Bigfoot right now in the Slash Bar Ranch House.
Ace, you sure about that? Snake Energy is rounding up his old gang?
That's right, Bigfoot.
How many is old bunch you figure he can get?
Oh, 35, 40 maybe.
Tain't enough for bucking my boys, then. Listen, Ace. Snake know you, beside...
No. Our regular stomping ground is over Tombstone way. He never laid eyes on Ace Dexter.
Then I want you should sashay over to Circle S and hire out as a gunslinger.
So's you'll have a man inside the enemy camp?
Exactly, Ace. Having you on Circle S land'll make it a heap easier for me to steal every single head of Circle S horseflesh.
You sure got an idea there, Bigfoot.
Get over to Circle S right now. Get yourself signed up.
I'm on my way.
Now, wait a minute. Hold up, Ace. Let's see now. Yeah, best get them horses before Tennessee gets back. Tell you what, you meet me in back of Circle S Corral at midnight tonight.
Uh-oh. Bigfoot is moving fast, and Tennessee is too far away to prevent his stealing Circle S horses, including the Great Smoky. Well, we'll see what happens at the Circle S Corral at midnight in just 60 seconds. Partner, you and I might just as well try to rope a steer with our hands roped together as to try to keep well without the right foods. We need our vitamins and minerals to do our best at anything. And that means fruit, milk, vegetables, and lots of today's better bread in the Star End wrapper. Yes, sir, and rich, tip-top bread is a basic 7 food you can grow on.
It supplies vitamins, protein, and bodybuilding food iron. Plus all that, Tip Top is a honey of a swell loaf of flavor. Every slice is as delicious as a loaf just baked in Grandma's own kitchen, and smooth as the jelly you spread on it. Enjoy Tip Top bread with dinner tonight. Toast it for breakfast tomorrow, and in softy, smooth sandwiches for lunch. You'll find enriched Tip Top bread at your food store in the wrapper with the stars. Under cover of night, out by the Circle S Corral, a sinister meeting takes place between Bigfoot Tom and his spy Ace.
That you, Ace?
Yeah, Bigfoot. It's me, all right.
Get close to the corral fence here, next to me. How about it, Ace? You make out all right with Snake Edwards and Jose?
Nothing to it, Bigfoot. When they seen how fast I was on the draw, they hired me right on the spot.
How many gunmen them two hired so far?
About 50, all told. And they're still looking for more.
All the horses in this here corral?
Yeah. Clean out the corral, and every man on the place will have to walk.
Man afoot ain't much count in a range war, Ace. How about Smokey? His mate and the big white stallion.
Them three is inside, too. That's how come there's no guards here. Snake figures nobody can get next to Smokey, besides Tennessee and Rod Roberts.
Wait till he gets the scent of these apples in my hand, Ace. He'll come. And when he gets a taste of this sugar, watch.
Well, I'll be dad blast. It's Smokey, all right. And he's coming right to you.
Good horse. Sugar for you. Here, horse. Good boy.
Look at that. Smokey's eating right out of your hand, Bigfoot.
I told you, Ace. I's got a way with horse flesh. And once I get Smokey on Slash Bar land, there's no power on earth what can get him off.
Maybe so. But you can darn well bet Tennessee is gonna try.
Let him try, Ace. But without a single horse for Circle S gunmen to ride, there's no way in the world for him to bust through them boys a garden slash bar borders.
Yeah, but there's a mess of horse flesh in this here corral, Bigfoot. You can't rustle them all by yourself.
I got plenty boys for herding the rest of them critters to Slash Bar. Only one I's rustling personal is this here Smokey horse. Nice boy. You and me's gonna be great friends.
What's this? The great Smokey eating right out of Bigfoot Tom's hand? Is this plot to steal all Circle S horses going to succeed after all? This is Larry Elliott, gang, asking you to be sure to listen tomorrow at the same time to the next exciting chapter in the thrilling adventure of Tennessee Jed. Remember, get today's better bread with the stars on the wrapper. Get enriched tip-top bread today.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.